So welcome everybody, and good to see you all here this evening. And this evening we're going to do metta meditation, loving kindness meditation. But we're just going to do the very first part. Normally in metta we have multiple parts where we give loving kindness to ourselves and then to the friend, to the neutral person, to the enemy. This evening we're just going to focus on the very first part of that, which is giving loving kindness to ourselves. And there's a reason that this comes first. And there's a reason why I like to focus on it and really kind of take it out and do it on its own every now and then. And the reason for that is that if we can't build true loving kindness for ourselves, then we won't be able to love other people in the same way. It's almost like the amount of loving kindness that we can give to ourselves is a limit to how we can give loving kindness to other people. And so it's very important to work on metta loving kindness for ourselves and to ensure that we really generate towards ourselves the correct unconditional love, that the same kind of love that we want to give to other people and to all creatures in this universe. And sometimes people find this very difficult, this idea of focusing. I mean, depending on what generation you are and how you were brought up, sometimes the very idea of being so self-focused is very problematic, that you think, well, you know, I shouldn't be doing this for myself. I should be focusing on other people. But really understanding that our ability to love ourselves is the limit on our ability to love other people. And I came across this nice quote from Bhante Gunaratna. And I have this quote on the website. I put it up this afternoon, together with a link to the full article as well. So I'd encourage you to go and look at that and to read the full article. It talks about the whole of the metta-bhavana practice that we do, and I think has a lot of very insightful things in it. But I wanted to pull out just one passage that he talks about. He says, "We must start the practice of loving kindness with ourselves first. Sometimes some of you may wonder why we have to love ourselves first. Wouldn't that amount to self-love and lead to selfishness? When you investigate your own mind very carefully, however, you'll be convinced that there is no one in the whole universe that you love more than yourself. The Buddha said, 'Investigating the whole world with my mind, never did I find anyone dearer than myself. Since oneself is dearer than others, one who loves oneself should never harm others.' One who does not love oneself can never love another at all. By the same token, one who loves oneself will feel the impact of loving kindness and then can understand how beautiful it is if every heart in the whole world is filled with the same feeling of loving kindness." So, really getting beyond this idea of, oh, I shouldn't do this for myself, but instead thinking, actually, this is something I have to do. If I want to have a loving heart that can love the whole world, I have to have this level of loving kindness for myself as well. And so therefore, in the same way that we practice cultivating loving kindness for others, we should practice cultivating loving kindness for ourselves. Now, obviously, you know that there are ways you can do this that are wrong. Okay, you know that there are ways you can do this which are selfish, okay, or which are self-pitying, or which do put yourself into this mistaken position of thinking you're so much better than everybody else. But the reality is, if we just practice loving kindness, just pure goodwill towards ourselves, then we'll find that we'll start to cultivate the right kind of balance, this right kind of understanding of what it means to love ourselves unconditionally and what it means to use that that understanding of unconditional love for ourselves as the basis for loving all creatures. So in the meditation tonight, like I say, we're just going to do the first part of the metta practice. I'm going to split it into two. And basically what we're going to do is, for the first half of the practice, we're going to do exactly what we do during normal metta practice, where we start by recalling a time in the past when things were good for us. And we use that to start those positive feelings for ourselves. Then we remind ourselves that true loving kindness is unconditional. And so therefore, we should be feeling that same feeling for ourselves right now in this moment, whether or not we're feeling good about how things are going in our life. And then we'll start to deepen the feeling of loving kindness for ourselves using the mantra, may I be well, may I be happy, may I be free from suffering. And so that much is familiar to you, and we'll be doing that. It's just that we'll be doing it for a longer period of time. And so because we'll be doing it for a longer period of time, it does mean that you'll get probably the ability to work with some of the objections that come up. You know, the time when you remember what a jerk you were on Thursday and, you know, you start saying, oh, I'm horrible. But reminding yourself, you know, loving kindness is unconditional. It doesn't depend on you being perfect in life. And so you get some time to work on that. So we'll be doing that for a little longer than we would normally. And then what I'm going to do is about two-thirds of the way into the meditation, I will ring the bell once more. And when I do that, I'd like you to let go of the mantra. Let go of whatever work you're doing, generating the loving kindness for yourself. And instead, just sit in that feeling of loving kindness. And at that point, make it non-specific for yourself. Okay? Make it so that you just sit in the feeling of loving kindness in such a way that all beings, whoever they were, if they presented, you would feel the same loving kindness for them. So we're not going to specifically go through the, you know, the friend, the neutral person, the enemy like we normally do. But instead, we're just going to practice sitting in loving kindness and feel what it's like to sit just with that complete feeling of goodwill, both for yourself and for all other creatures. So that's what we're going to do this evening. I'd like to really encourage you to make sure that as you're going through the loving kindness for yourself, that if objections come up, that you don't think to yourself, oh, I'm doing this wrong. And you're not in the process of doing that, adding extra objections. But instead recognize that that's the practice. You know, the practice is, when the objection comes up, to be able to say, yes, but I still love myself unconditionally. And that is the practice. Okay, so any questions about what we're about to do? And we start our meditation by taking a moment to let go of the things that have been on our minds today. The good stuff, the not so good stuff, the thoughts of the week ahead, the memories of the week gone by. Recognizing that some of those things are important and some of those things are really not so important. But for now, just giving ourselves the gift of being present here to meditate. And becoming aware of the sound around us, the sound of the traffic in the street, the sound of the heating system, the sound of our friends about us. And just being aware and completely accepting of all those sounds. Now turning our attention to the place where the weight of our body is pressed down through the cushion and the mat. Noticing the sensations of pressure on our feet, ankles, legs, knees, backsides. And aware that as our bodies press downwards, so the cushion and the mat press back upwards to support us in this place. And beneath them, the studio floor, the foundations, and ultimately the earth beneath us, all press back up to support us here. Taking a moment to feel that connection with the earth. Same earth that we share with billions of other people, trillions of other creatures. And from that connection with the earth, noticing our pelvis and our spine arising from our pelvis. Taking a moment to lengthen and straighten our spine. Maybe moving gently side to side, backwards and forwards. Until we find a place where our body is naturally supported by our spine. And similarly with our neck and our head, moving our head gently till we find the place where our head is naturally supported by our neck. And as your body calms, allowing your mind to calm also. not fighting with your thoughts, not trying to suppress them, but instead, when a thought arises, just acknowledging it and letting go. And now becoming aware of your breathing, noticing the depth and the quality of your breath. Noticing the sensations in the whole of your body as you breathe in and as you breathe out. And allowing your mind to rest in gentle awareness of your breathing. Not grasping at the breath. Not screwing up all your concentration to hold on to it. But just gently resting in awareness of the process of your breath. And as we go through our meditation this evening, using your breath as a place your mind can rest and a place your mind can return to if you get distracted. Now bring to mind a time or a place in the past where you felt happy about your place in this world, where you felt that things were going well for you, where it felt good to be you. Maybe it was a time very recently. Maybe it was many, many years ago. Whenever it was, bring that time to mind. And as you do so, start feeling positive, loving thoughts towards yourself. Feelings of love, of friendliness, of goodwill towards yourself. And now remind yourself that true loving kindness is unconditional. And so those same feelings of love and loving kindness, friendliness, that you were generating whilst recalling a good time in your life, equally apply to yourself right now in this moment. Whether things are going really well for you right now, or whether they're really not. Whether you feel good about your place in the world, or whether you're struggling. Regardless of how things are for you right now, start feeling feelings of loving your kindness for yourself right in this moment. Allowing those positive feelings of love, goodwill, friendliness, loving kindness to be cultivated and to deepen for yourself right now in this moment. And if you bring up objections, if you feel you're not worth it, or you remember things that you shouldn't have done, just acknowledge those thoughts and remind yourself again that true loving kindness is unconditional. And so allow feelings of metta for yourself to deepen and to grow. Using the mantra, may I be well, may I be happy, may I be free from suffering. May I be well, may I be happy, may I be free from suffering. Now just sit with an open heart, full of loving kindness. And now, without letting go of that open and loving heart, return your awareness to being here in the studio with a group of friends. And now we'll dedicate the merit. May all beings, without limit, without end, have a share in the merit just now made, and in whatever other merit I have made, may they attain liberation and their radiant hopes be fulfilled.